right, we go from applets and Easter peeps to Kathy Dickman and our morning zoo. Good morning.
Good morning from the morning zoo.
Good morning from the morning zoo. Oh, and I'm
trying to mess with this microphone today.
Okay. Looking out the window going, yuck. It's where we live.
You know,
let's just say that and get along, you know, get past it.
It is. Just everybody be careful when they travel to wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. And be a good weekend for
good
them.
Good weekend. Hey, We're into April. And did you survive April Fool's Day yesterday? Did anybody prank you or did you prank anybody?
Tom pranked me.
What did he do? He's clever, though. He's funny.
He called me at the zoo and told me that our little dog Charlie ran away.
Oh.
And said, are you in the park? You need to come now. And I was like, of course, some words came out of my mouth like, you let him off your boyfriend. Because we don't like dogs at large in the park, of course.
No, I know.
And he pranked me and I ran out to my car and said, where do I meet you? Where should I go? And he's like, oh, yeah, and the pterodactyl flew over. I'm like, yeah, okay, goodbye.
Did he do this before noon or after?
He did it in the morning.
He did it in the morning. Okay, so
he's
still okay there.
After I got to work, yeah, he walks him in the morning.
Did you know there are rules? There are official rules for April Fool's Day.
And I did not know that.
And you don't prank anybody about their pets running away.
Well,
that was first and foremost. You don't do that.
And that was very unkind.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. So there you go. But as long as he did it in the morning, then he was safe. They say if you prank somebody after noon, after 12 noon, then you become the fool.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a little reverse psychology.
Zoos have been the little assistance, unknowing, unwanting assistance in people's pranks through the years.
Yeah.
And although this did not happen to us yesterday, probably because the world's turning into a lot of different ways to communicate.
Yeah.
But we used to get every April Fool's, and all sorts of zoos will tell you about this. We get calls, not someone pranking us, but someone coming into your office, giving you a little sticky note and say, you need to call Mr. Lion. Here's his number. And they could spell it any way they wanted to.
Sure.
So when they call the zoo, they might not be paying attention. And sometimes corporate people everybody's got a lot of things going on. So they don't listen to us when we say, Chinkabazoo, good morning. Yes, I need to speak with Mr. Lion, please. And it's like, Mr. Lion doesn't work here.
Mr. Lion doesn't work here.
And then they're like, this is the number. And they read the number back. It's like, okay, you're being pranked by someone. We are a zoo.
Yeah.
No, I need to speak.
April Fools.
Or they get upset with us. So Mr. Bear, one of our favorites was, I got a message to call a Miss L. E. Gator. And they're the ones being pranked. So it's kind of like. So we didn't get any of those yesterday. But
Good.
But it's all fun.
It's all fun. Again, into April, and that, of course, means the big opener.
The big opener. We got the cleanup on the
11th. Cleanup day, yeah, that comes first.
And that's the 11th. Now, please know, we hope that this is all dried up by then. It's a week. You never know.
Well, it's not going to stick around long.
It's not going to stick around. And if it's too wet to rake, we'll notify people. But plan to be there on the 11th, everybody. But watch our Facebook. Watch your site, because we'll have it on KBMW as well. If it's too wet, we're going to move it to the 18th.
Okay.
But plan on the 11th. We'll be continuing it on the 18th regardless.
Right.
And then opener on the 25th. And so we're pretty excited about it. And, I show up now with white on the ground.
We're
kind of like, oh, it's nice and bright at least.
By the way, folks, Kathy will be co-hosting the morning show. I got to go back and look at the schedule. Like leading up to the opener.
Right.
So we're going to talk a lot about 2026 season at the zoo.
Love it.
So good stuff. And excited for the 2026 season and getting things kicked off. I know a lot of people got cabin fever. Get me down to the zoo, please.
I want to give a shout out to this Girl Scout troop. Last night we had Girl Scouts at the zoo. Girl Scout troop 31024, Tanessa, Allison, Aurora, and Amelia. They worked with keepers Lacey and Alyssa on enrichment. So go on our Facebook. Look at these beautiful pictures. They were out in the bear habitat working. They were braiding hoses. Fire hoses are hard. They're a lot of work.
And they're heavy.
They were doing a ton of things. And it was a lot of work. And they've come down a couple times in a row for their meetings to get prepped for it, to learn more about the animals. So remember, everybody, we are partners and love the Scouts and love Black Girl Scout troops. And so thank you to their leaders as well for thinking of the zoo.
Yeah. Yay. A lot of people think of the zoo, especially this time of the year. It's like, we got to get to the zoo.
I got a little add-on about our history. session today with Janet. She mentioned Peeps. Jelly bellies.
Thank you.
But the Jelly Belly brand jelly were Ronald Reagan's favorite.
Okay.
And so I actually worked for Ronald Reagan for a period during his inauguration in 1981. And in all of our lounges where we were, there were Jelly Bellies.
Jelly Bellies.
They were
everywhere
his favorite.
You look. Yeah.
And that's how I got introduced to Jelly Bellies.
Okay.
And it might be right when they, I don't know, he didn't invent them. They just were his favorite.
Yeah.
So every Easter when I see Jelly Bellies, I flash back to Washington, D.C.
There you go. It takes you back.
Takes me back.
That's a great story.
Takes me back.
That is a great story.
Those little things that, you know. Uh-huh. And then also talking about April Fool's, even though that's over, to prank somebody at Easter, I don't think they'll be pranked, but sometimes it's comical. Boil an egg, take the shell off, dye it with, mix the dyes together, and it'll turn a putrid color, probably a dark green or black. Either way, it works in the olive dish.
You've done this before.
Oh, yes, I've done it. Yes.
I could tell. There's that mischievous look on your face.
If I don't do it, someone in my family would go, "What? No big olive dish here, Mom?"
Yeah. Oh, so they're on to you.
Well, yeah, it's kind of obvious.
That is good. That is a good trick.
We wish everybody a happy Easter weekend, and we're thinking about everybody and hoping for a great 2026 season.
Now, you're going to have a great 2026 season, yeah, without a doubt. I can sense that. It's in the air.
I think it is, too.
Absolutely. Anything else?
No, I just, springtime, I remind everybody to, there's a leash law. I know I got pranked, but he's always on a leash.
I know, right.
Tom's not on a leash, obviously.
Yeah,
but he is.
Probably is now.
But cats as well. Yeah. We have feral cats in the zoo. They not only kill birds, they cause disease. And we cannot have that.
Yeah.
And so please, 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 everybody.
Take care.
Remind your friends and fellow cat owners and so many wonderful pet owners in our community.
Be responsible.
Be responsible.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Please, thank you, though.
Kathy Dickman. And again, Kathy will be co-hosting the morning show leading up to the opener. I got you on for 2 days. So
yay.
We're going to cover a lot because there's, you know, when it comes to the zoo, there's a lot to talk about down there. It's this Thursday's edition of the Morning Zoo, and we do this every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Hey, good morning. We have got snow. We have got 30 degrees. Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Damblo. North Dakota Health and Human Services has reported a confirmed case of measles in Ransom County. Health and Human Services said the case is not related to the outbreak in Pembina County, and it's likely the person contracted measles within North Dakota, as they did not report any recent travel outside of the state. Investigations into the source of exposure are ongoing. Case brings the number of confirmed cases in the state to 27 for this year. 5 people have been hospitalized. Health and Human Services said there is a concern about measles spreading throughout communities in the state and is asking for those in or traveling to Ransom County to ensure they are vaccinated against measles. I'll have more news after this.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
A judge is sentenced to West Fargo man to life in prison with the possibility.